שלום, אנחנו בשיעור
Hello, we are reading the lesson on the topic of connecting the world in the last generation. We'll read the selected excerpt starting from excerpt number 27. Excerpt number 27 writes Baal HaSulam, neither bayonets nor education or public opinion can change human nature to work willingly without adequate fuel.
ולפיכך,
hence, it is a curse for generations when the compulsory government is revoked, the workers will no longer yield produce that will suffice for the sustenance of the state. There is no cure for this but to bring faith in spiritual reward and punishment from above into the hearts of the workers, from He who knows the mysteries. Thus, through the right education and promotion, that spiritual reward and punishment will be sufficient fuel for the produce of their work. They will no longer need managers or supervisors over their shoulders, but each and every one will work willingly and wholeheartedly for society to win his or her reward from heaven.
Baal HaSulam speaks about a very deep thing. He says that after the stage we're going through right now, capitalism, socialism, all those stages of development, you cannot go to a more organized form. And humanity is really in a state where it goes through these stages very quickly. And we've come to a state where there are people in this world who still live like the Stone Age, the Iron Age, and until the times, the modern times that we have today. So, nevertheless, how to advance, we have no clue. And we can't, because our problem is that here we are hitting the barrier, the limit of our technological development, and the relationships between us, that is what will generate for us the development of life. So we're now hitting a state where there's nothing to do. If we want to improve, as we see it today in countries such as Russia, and why they changed over the past 100 years, they went through several such critical stages. Why? Because we see that the form of connection between people and society is completely inadequate relative to our technological, cultural, educational development. But rather from within society itself, from within the people, comes a certain inner pressure, and it demands change. And we see it now as well. We are in that state where in all the nations of the world, in each and every country, whatever, wherever it might be, more or less, there's again great pressure to change the relationships between people because they do not fit the form of life, the form of connection between us, the technological degree. The degree of our technology in our society. And that's what is happening here. We need to understand here that the next change should come not through war. It wouldn't help us. We can see the example of the latest war between Russia and Ukraine. And all those things are working toward a state that has to bring us to the decision that we need to change people and not all kinds of external frameworks around us. Not the form of connection between us. Rather, if we don't change the person himself, we have no way of succeeding in peace and quiet. Next. I read it again.
Again, excerpt number 27, Baal HaSulam writes, neither bayonets nor education or public opinion can change human nature.
He will remain an egoist like before,
to work willingly without adequate fuel.
Only that should be in the future, correct future society.
Hence it is a curse for generations. When the compulsory government is revoked, the workers will no longer yield produce that will suffice for the sustenance of the state.
Meaning, there is no choice but to add to each and every person an attitude toward the purpose of society, so he would see himself as participating in it, as something that belongs to him, and for him to connect himself with all of the nation, all of the public.
There is no cure for this but to bring faith in spiritual reward and punishment from above into the hearts of the workers, from He who knows the mysteries. Thus, through the right education and promotion, that spiritual reward and punishment will be sufficient fuel for the produce of their work. They will no longer need managers or supervisors over their shoulders. But each and every one will work willingly and wholeheartedly for society to win his or her reward from heaven.
Yes.
No
questions.
Shalom Rav,
I wanted to ask, what is that reward and punishment, spiritual reward and punishment, that is within a person?
Satisfaction from being connected to everyone, and he gets his reward from above in place of corporeal reward in his ego. He feels that by that he's rising towards the Creator, and he gets spiritual reward.
And how, well, he writes through education, and if you're talking about connection with the Creator, what stages does humanity need to go through to reach that state?
Well, this we will learn if we'll have the time. It's education, as he's saying. He writes about it in many places. We read about it, except we didn't pay attention to it. Only education. There's no greater problem in this world than education. We need, as he writes, to sit down on a school bench and study, but also to carry out studying. Is not just to listen to a teacher, but to actually implement those things in practice between us and learn from it. Learn from it how from the connection, how do we learn about those changes that are happening to us?
Kiev 1.
Yes, dear Rav, how do people need to change so that they will stop fighting, so that countries, for example?
First of all, they need to see that wars bring no solution. Number two, they need to receive sufficient explanation, so they would see that the plan of creation, the purpose of creation, the structure of the world, the power, the force of nature that dominates the world, it goes against wars. Although he created this world in through opposing forces, rivaling forces, but he did it so that these opposing forces will reach completion, completeness, specifically above the opposition between them. And although there are two forces in them of connection and distancing, of minus and plus, if they will build between them resistance, they will be able to receive all of this upper power that will be revealed in them and openly, explicitly. It's like when you take all the nuclear bombs that exist, all the energy between the stars, and you use it for the sake of humanity, for the benefit of humanity. Truly, this is something enormous. All the good forces and the evil forces can connect through the resistance to the will to receive and through the connection through the will to bestow. It's simply the true plus and minus that we can sustain in the connection between us. And accordingly, we will rise to the height of the end of correction. You can't imagine it. It's as all the stars, all the worlds, all these huge forces that we have
in this
upper realm, all of it will work in one direction in order to give us the strength, the energy, the power and the energy to understand, to perceive, to control the great will to receive on which we reveal the result.
So where will this quality in the person go to? Because it's been always within that nature to rule.
Of course, everything remains except that which remains, positive, negative, however it appears to us, all of it will acquire a positive form. You will control your will to receive to such an extent that you would want to serve the others. And so, each and every one, until all of us connect in the system, you're building a system. Let's say when you're constructing a radio system or something, you have many components, many components, and each and every one of them works in its own unique direction. But all together, what did they discover? Mutual work, and then eventually you can listen to the radio or something. That's how we need to be connected. Normally, we need to find between us all these forms of connection, and for each one to bestow to the other in such a way that although I have such a character and you have another character and he has yet another character, it's all like a capacitor and a resistor, and a coil, and a resistor, and a transformer, all kinds of components, where we're all connected together to one, in one mechanism, although each one works in a different direction, the form of the work, the style of work, it's all different. And that's how we combine the system that are actually working in order to be in connection with one another. And that's how we need to build human society as well. So each one, although he is different than the other, but he sees himself as able to enter and participate with everyone. And It will be this way eventually. Look at this latest war that is revealing lack of connection between people. But we, and also that we must come to some sense of completion. Although at this particular moment, what's revealed even between such close nations, like Russians and Ukrainians, there is such a huge difference in how we perceive it, the attitude, the expression of one another to each other and to the world and the religion, to everything, anything really. So we need to see it as an example. Where are we? How should we work?
Holland One.
It says here that human nature cannot change because of education. But there must be an education. What sort of education does change human nature?
Normal education certainly doesn't change human nature. You see people coming out of the schools and they don't emerge with a good character and good corrected tendencies because they're not being taught. Nobody comes out of prison as an educated person, although these places are called places of rehabilitation, of correction. So it turns out that we need to change the entire system. What do we need to prepare people for? What's the connection between them? For the understanding of the general system of humanity, that we can't be without each other, except through the correct completion. Until then, we'll have problems, troubles, no one will have a good time. We need to show everyone how much each one is suffering and how much each one is not getting what they deserve. The upper world, humanity, the true humanity that can rise to the degree of the Creator and see all of reality, all the worlds, that it's in all the good that it can discover. We need to find the words, and it's a process. It's a process to explain to a person. But we have no other choice. That's what we have to do.
Thank you, Rav. How does the technological advancement of humanity serve the spiritual advancement? Where does this progress needs to be aimed?
Technological development is there. What we attained through the connection between people, brought them computers, mobile phones, all kinds of instruments of communication. It's good and it's sufficient. People now need to reach this level of connection in a good way, not in order to profit off of each other and suppress and confuse one another. Confound one another. Education is greatly behind all these technological phenomena.
Thank you, Rav. I wanted to say a few words with your permission on how much the prediction of Baal HaSulam. There are 10 million unemployed in the U.S. And at the same time, there are 6 million open positions. And even though all of those unemployed work, they'll still have 4 million unemployed. So the question is, where are all the workers? And the answer is, they're all on social media, looking for likes, trying to develop their connection online. And it's amazing, people stopped working. There is a group on a website, and the website that is called I don't want to work. It developed from 200,000 to 1.4 million over a year. And there is a movement here that we cannot ignore. It's very in line with the words of Baal HaSulam. Thank you.
You can bring many more such facts. It's all included in general in all the problems of this world. Of course, it'll only grow and be more and more until humanity is searching, but it can't, with what it's got, it can't arrange things in such a way that everyone will have their place and everyone will have an inner reward. It's not a matter of external reward, it's a matter of internal rewards.
There are a few questions here in the hallway, PD3. Thank you, Rav. He writes here on a matter of reward and punishment, the spiritual, that this has to be the measure of the collective. And we see here that in the world, religions brought people to a place of a certain faith that if I go left, it'll be good. I go right, it'll be bad. How do we align what Baal HaSulam wants to share with what is happening in practice?
For all these things, you have only one answer. To publicize and advertise the wisdom of Kabbalah in the correct way. We're still not ready for that. And entirely not ready. And this will give you the answer to everything. Whatever you're going to tell me, that we have this and this and that, 1,000 problems. Of course, there are all those problems. I agree in advance. But the solution is only going to come from advertising one solution, the one and only solution that fits all the problems.
It's clear. The question is the place of that inner calculations. How do I make this calculation that an action will lead me to punishment or reward?
According to what you're choosing, and what you're choosing depends on your studies and your education. Depends on your preparation. Or in other words, the extent to which Bnei Baruch can provide the whole world the method of correction in all places, in all languages, in everything that's possible, all the media forms. We have to reach each and every person in a way that fits him. What does it mean, world? What does it mean, correction? This is the only path to happiness.
PT8, please. Rav, how do you depict this state where the people all work from a spiritual reward or punishment and not today, as it is written, from obligation?
We need to see those things more simply than what you think about it. Why is a person working right now? He's not working for money. However much money is going to be counting, it's not going to fill him. He's fulfilled by an illumination or some light that fills him, an inner pleasure that fills him. If he will feel that he can fill himself with the inner pleasure more from connection to others and bestowal to others, then more is revealed to him, then this means, although it will be in order to receive, it will nevertheless attract him. It will attract him forward, draw him forward. We're not going to change the whole world from in order to receive to in order to bestow. No. We want to simply tell them that there is a way to work for the connection of the world and not do hard labor. No, on the contrary. We need to engage mainly in the connection between us and all the rest of the things. very little, very few types of jobs we'll have to do in order to provide ourselves the basic necessities. We'll talk about it. It's a shame we got into it. Let's continue.
Excerpt number 28, Baal HaSulam
writes, there is no cure for humanity but to assume the commandment of providence to bestow upon others in order to bring contentment to the Creator in the measure of the two verses. The first is to love your friend as yourself, which is the attribute of the work itself. This means that the measure of work to bestow upon others for the happiness of society should be no less than the measure imprinted in man to care for his own needs. Moreover, he should put his fellow person's needs before his own. The other verse is, and you will love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might. This is the goal that must be before everyone's eyes when laboring for one's friend's needs. This means that he labors and toils only to be liked by the Creator. As he said, and they do his will. And if you wish to listen, you will feed on the fruit of the land, for poverty and torment and exploitation will be no more in the land, and the happiness of each and everyone will rise ever higher beyond measure.
We see that here Baal HaSulam speaks like Marx, like the communists. But he relies on the laws of nature, and not like the communists who insisted on terror, bayonets, forcing and coercing everyone to work until they will see it's good and worthwhile. That's a big difference between the regime that coerces and obligates and the regime that educates you and raises you.
Moscow 1.
Yes, Rav, thank you. Lately I have this feeling. I started relating to everything with respect, especially in nature. Nature has changes in seasons, people have changes in opinion, and for us everything is static.
And?
There's
no problem.
You're in such a period, as we call it, between heaven and earth. Soon it will pass.
Thank you, Rav. My friend is asking, tension or war between countries causes borders to disappear and cultural differences to shift. The question is, how do we explain this situation to the public?
How do we explain it to the general public? Yes, you have to think about
it. You
have to think about it, and you have to set up discussion groups, perhaps, and then to find certain ways
to
discuss them until you come out to the general public, because making mistakes is a problem. By that you repel a lot of people from the correction. So you have to build very carefully your system of dissemination.
I
understand that it's not simple, because I was in it for many years. Also today I'm in it to some extent, but
you
need many people for it, and people who can will gradually know how to connect to the system. It's not simple.
Yes, dear Rav, how can we reach this state that a person labors, as Bala Salam writes, to bring contentment to the Creator?
Bring him as a partner to all the work you do.
How?
Always be next to him. Always consult with him. Always make actions that he would like.
How this is the most complicated here is to receive from here a response, even actions that are near him, like dissemination. How do I take him as a partner and be with him in some feedback?
You wish to acquire the connection with the Creator the moment you can't find connection on your behalf. On his behalf, connection is ready, but on your behalf, it's not. From him, there is direct light, but from you, there is no reflected light, and that's why you cannot feel him. So what can we do? Try to come to the quality of bestowal.
So how do I align the returning light in the work, whatever it may be? What does it mean that I build, construct this returning light?
I can explain to you, sir. This has to be revealed by itself.
I'm
just asking Niv to read for us number 29.
29 writes Baal HaSulam, the tough egoistic resistance among people, along which international relationships deteriorate. All these will not cease from the world by any human counsel or tactic, whatever it may be. Our eyes can see how the poor, sick person is turning over in dreadful, intolerable pains. And humanity has already thrown itself to the extreme right, as with Germany, or to the extreme left, as with Russia. But not only did they not ease the situation for themselves, they have worsened the malady and agony, and the voices rise up to the heaven, as we all know. Thus, they have no other choice but to come to accept His burden in knowledge of the Creator, meaning to aim their actions to the will of the Creator and to His purpose, as he had planned for them prior to creation. When they do this, it is plain to see that with serving Him, all envy and hatred will be abolished from humanity. As I have shown above, since then, all members of humanity will unite into one body and one heart, full of the knowledge of the Lord. Thus, world peace and the knowledge of the Creator are one and the same.
That's the main thing. The peace, world peace, and the knowledge of the Creator are one and the same. Niv, read number 30.
There is a question here.
Where?
BT 13.
Rav,
Rav, he writes here the peace of the world, and something bothers me that in dissemination we speak about connection of the world and revelation of the Creator between us. But he writes here that there is no answer here but to bring in the heart of the laborer the faith in reward and punishment. How can we bring the faith of reward and punishment in the heart of the people?
For now, we need to speak to them at eye level. And they see right now what's important to them, and that is to live in this world in a good, correct way, for them to feel warm in the winter, have everything they need in their fridge, to have a car, a job, kids, kindergarten, school. Person should have everything he needs for the family, and he can see that in the future everything will work itself out. Everybody wants to come to it. We see how it's becoming more and more difficult to come to, against all the logical development of humanity. So let's hope that we'll be able to explain that we can reach all of this, but on the condition that we reach a state where nothing will help us, not adding more machines to our lives and other instruments and so on, devices, nothing. We need to add to the relationships between us the good force, the force of connection, the force of bestowal that is now being revealed in the world as the necessary and the central thing. Let's try to explain that. We need to write a lot about it.
And there is another stage. People automatically arrive to the spiritual reward and punishment, or
they begin to see that spiritual is not the same as we think it is. Rather, they spiritual means that they live, they receive some blessing, everything works itself out, there's no wars. Gradually they come to a state where this is the blessing. And later more and more people will connect, to us. We'll talk about it. Ask and we'll scrutinize. Well, let's go for.
Добрый день, Рав, мировой кли.
Good morning, Rav, the world kli. The heart receives what Bala Salam writes.
Скажите, пожалуйста, а вот
it just enters inside our mutual work in the lessons. That even if we may not understand but really want this type of life, does it bring creation towards it?
Of course, absolutely. When we positive force that we generate to whatever extent, then anyone who participates in that measure is truly doing influencing the world, bestowing greatly to the world. So you'll see how much you influence the entire system of creation, really. It will all become apparent to you. Yes.
Please, PT6.
First,
to bring the Creator as a partner to your work, always to be next to Him. The question is, how do you consult with the Creator? What does it mean to consult with the Creator?
Try to establish your relationships with him? How do you come to his level, to connect to him, to bestow to him, to receive from him? You are performing certain mutual actions with the Creator. Try to constantly be in mutual actions with him, regardless of what you're doing. It doesn't matter where you are. The important thing that you're doing these actions with him when you are present in this world, with some corporeal actions with your friends, at work, everywhere, in the family. But try. The main thing for you should be which action with the Creator you're doing with each and every corporeal action you're doing.
I need to come to a state where I need the Creator in every moment. I can't do anything without consulting with the Creator.
You're in contact with Him all the time. This is not for you to determine. This is given. Rather, what was given to you is to react to it correctly, that you do acquire the connection between you and you wish to enliven it also for yourself.
This connection, it's an obsessive connection. I always need him. I depend on him. This is the right connection?
I wouldn't say obsessive, but consistent on your part, that you always want to be with him. This is the meaning of may he pray all day long. Okay?
Niv.
So we'll end with this.
Yes.
Our schedule for today between 12 and 1300 PM afternoon lesson with Rav Lightman.
To be together with you, how good to be together with you. To be forever, yeah, to be forever with you. Need each other to survive, together we can feel alive. We are born to leave the darkness for the light. Need each other to survive, together we can be alive. We are born to leave the darkness for the light. We are branches of one tree, rooted in each other's lives, voices of one harmony, all as one begin to rise. We are branches of one tree, rooted in each other's lives, voices of one harmony, all as one begin to rise. Oh yeah, oh yeah. Forever, yeah, to be forever with you. Need each other to survive, together we can feel alive. We are born to leave the darkness for the light. Need each other to survive, together we can be alive. We are born to leave the darkness for the light. We are branches of one tree, in each other's lives, voices of one harmony, all as one begin to rise. We are branches of one tree, rooted in each other's lives, voices of one harmony, all as one begin to rise. Na 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 na. Oh yeah. tree.